This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast
from GLBTIQ
community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hi, we're the Girl Fridas, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Emily Sessions.
Emily.
Emily Sessions.
Everyone needs an Emily.
Yeah, shout out to Emily who helped us out massively today.
Thanks, Emily Dwyer. Awesome.
Like an eager hand on a velvet thigh. Sci-fi scream, Tuesday nights on Joy 94.9.
I wish Carl would come again. He's very handsome.
Who? Oh, you chat on like an old peasant woman sometimes. Always of death and tragedy.
Carmilla, you are unkind.
Emma, you know how it upsets me.
I'm sorry. Forgive me?
No. Forgive me. I shouldn't snap at you like that.
You're so sensitive.
Because I love you. And I don't want anyone taking you away from me.
Taking me away? Who do you mean? You know we'll always be friends, Carmilla. Surely you don't mean my handsome young man. Why, I do believe you're jealous.
Why should I not be?
Why? Because it's not the same thing. It's different.
Ready?
Here we are in the studio here at Joy 94.9 and something pretty special, pretty amazing. Supercharged Muffs engaged tonight. Did I get that right way around? Shannon will tell us if I got it the right way.
It's a big Muff engaged.
Oh, there's no super in it. Just Big Muff.
Oh, no. Just
Big Muff. Super engaged.
Super engaged, the Big Muff.
Okay, yeah. Change that. Big. Don't know why I put two G's in big. Big Muff, super
extra
engaged.
Extra big. With extra G's.
Upgraded.
Yeah.
Big
extra
Muff, super engaged.
G spot for the Big Muff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. We do actually have a show on Joy called The Wet Spot, and they look at spots, lots of
awesome
girl spots and things.
It's great.
Cool. All right, yes, I want to welcome to the show here the Girl Fridas. Yay. And we have going from in the studio left to right, we have Bianca.
Hi, I'm Bianca. I play drums and sing.
I'm Alice and I play guitar and sing.
And I'm Shannon and I play bass and I sing. cool. sometimes. We share the vocal duties.
I think it's about 50-50 for you guys now.
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
there
yeah.
a reason you don't sing, Bianca?
I do sing now. I have one song now.
in the gestational period.
Okay.
So we have a new song that Bianca sings.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be playing it at our next gig.
All right. So what's this all about? The Girlfriedas chose your name. It's really interesting how you chose your name. Tell us about that. Somebody. all of you.
I was actually flicking through my Instagram the other day and like reminiscing about my holiday in America. I went to MoMA in New York and took a selfie in front of the Frida Kahlo portrait and captioned it, "I'm with my girl Frida." And we were just talking, like, we were throwing around band names, like, just on Twitter. The three of us, we talk a lot on Twitter back and forth. Yeah, it was like just something that came up. She really embodies a lot of principles that we hold as feminists and intersectional feminists. So we thought that would be perfect. Yeah, it's just...
it's kind of an homage to powerful women artists.
Mm.
Yeah, because the more we kind of started looking into it, we got this list of women named Frida who were inspirational and inspiring. That's the same thing. Who were inspirational and just really great role models for yeah. young women today that kind of aren't recognized as role models.
Yeah. So we're all girl Fridas. Like, we're all Fridas in our hearts, I think. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Were you ready? Yeah, sorry. Good morning, sex is in my head. We're just making out, and I'm wearing your t-shirt. Daddy is vampiring out behind your head, grinning with your fuck front teeth. I don't mind, it's beautiful. Dreaming forever. About making out when I'm wearing your t-shirt. I suppose that I am just a person filled with shit. Can't seem to find balance between lonely and love. Dreaming forever. I'll come creeping back up soon. I'll come creeping back up soon.
All right.
It's a good play on words too, because I've made the mistake many times saying the Girl Fridays.
We've got that. One guy who contacted us from Scotland, he has this random podcast he found us on Bandcamp, and he... because he's from Scotland, he's got an accent, and he pronounced our name the Girl Fridays.
Fridays, awesome.
Yeah.
So that's like right between the two.
Yeah. But
can we be the Girl Fritters?
Fritters. Oh, like yes. There's the Power Fritters in New Zealand.
Oh my
actually,
goodness.
There's a girl band called the Power Fritters.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Can we be friends with them?
And yeah.
Like, we'll tour with them.
Yeah, we'll Google them.
Yeah.
The prawn on the barbie with the Power Fritters.
Love it.
Yeah. Unless you're vegetarian.
So, well, yeah. We are, but we still like the sentiment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready? All good? Skin.
with you, your eyes so bright. I shine like stars in the dead of night. Bang, bang, baby, yeah, you kill me dead. I'm not going away again. 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 Yeah, your Roman nose. Why I left you, I don't know. Because you're just my kind, you're a perfect ten. I'm not going away again. I'm not going away again. I'm not going away again. I'm not going away again.
Frightened the whole time.
Yeah, okay,
cool. But yeah, like the play on words aspect as well, like Girl Friday is like typically the you know, the girl who does everything around the office, and like we do everything for ourselves. Like it just embodies the DIY ethos.
Very. I can vouch for that tonight.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that. But this is seems like a really good idea, and I thought, yeah, let's do it. And then you guys turned up, which was amazing that you turned up. No, that's cool. But also how you put everything together.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't do what I thought I could do. And it all happened anyway.
Well, you did pretty well.
Yeah. I stared at the buttons.
But yeah, we just do what we have to do. Or, you know, we have an idea of what we want to do, and then we do it. Yeah. And
we just figure it out and make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty self-sufficient in that way.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty important to
be like that, yeah.
The way that we work as a team as well.
Yep, that one. Ready?
That
one? This one? Oh, this is why we have ladies together. Why? Because the drum
pattern is really similar and it confuses me.
It's alright, we'll be fine.
That's it. Okay, yeah, alright.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you haven't been around very long, too.
No, I mean, really. We're babies. We're just, like, we had our one-year anniversary, like, at the start of Feb. There was our anniversary of our first gig. And we got together around October 2013. And, yeah, so we haven't been around for that long, but, yeah. I don't know, like, Alice Bianca and I have known each other for,
2.5 years?
Yeah,
really?
about that long, yeah. It feels like I've known them forever, so it's like we've bonded very strongly.
And what brought the bond together? Was it obviously a love of music and same ideals
and
stuff?
Well, the music kind of came as a result of the friendship, I think.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Just kind of met through friends of friends and just, you know, how everybody kind of knows each other and yeah.
1 degree of separation, all that.
Yeah.
Cool.
I felt...
No. No Bible, but... The only way the Girlfriend is Bible bash is by actually bashing a Bible against a desk and then setting it on fire. No. That's just a theory. An ideal.
Smash our Bibles against the patriarchy.
Yes. Oh, gosh. All right. Can I come to your house? I've just finished work. It's been a rough week, my boss has been such a jerk. Put a record on and pour it in. It's cold outside, baby, so let's stay in. Everybody stops, can we stay home and fuck? Ideal weekend, I wanna get out of bed. Let's stay home instead. Give me lots of head. You look so cute, come and sit over here. I love it when you come and your mom in my ear. Your hips are so skinny, yeah, it's such a good fit. Rub your fingertips all over my clit. Everybody sucks, can we stay home and fuck? Ideal weekend, I wanna get out of bed. Let's stay home instead. Give me lots of head. Let's watch Friday Night Lights get in between my thighs. Matt leaves Julie when his dad dies. I cry every time. Everybody sucks, can we stay home and fuck? Ideal weekend, I wanna get out of bed. Let's stay home instead. Give me lots of head. Ideal weekend, I wanna get out of bed. Give me lots of head. We're the girlfriend is, we get shit done. We take care of business at the same time. Yeah. All right. Jesus.
And so you've got, what sort of music have you got out there available for people to listen to? You're on Bandcamp and...
Yeah, we've got a couple of demos up on Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. And we have recorded an EP that is going to drop very, very soon. We don't have a date yet, but we're hoping around the end of April. And we've got some live sets up on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So if you can't make it to one of our gigs, you can...
Live vicariously.
Yeah, we can play to you in your bedroom through SoundCloud.
Yeah. Or while you're catching a train or something. Yeah. Exactly. And of course, now these Joy ones, which will be interesting.
Yes, absolutely.
Whatever you want to call them, Emily sessions.
That's Emily. Emily Sessions.
Everyone needs an Emily.
Yeah, shout out to Emily who helped us out massively today.
Thanks, Emily Dwyer. Awesome.
I'm coming down, coming down, dripping candy on the ground. I know when you were little girls, you dreamt of being in my world. Don't forget it, don't forget it. Respect that, bow down, bitches. I took some time to live my life, but don't think I'm just his little wife. Don't get it twisted, get it twisted. This my shit. Bow down, bitches. 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 H-town, vicious. H-town, vicious. I'm so crowned. Bow down, bitches. Cause you wake up flawless. Post up flawless. Ride round in that flawless. Flossing on that flawless. This diamond flawless. My diamond flawless. This rock flawless. My rock flawless. I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies. Tell them, say, I look so good tonight. Goddamn, goddamn, say, I look so good tonight. Goddamn, goddamn, my mama taught me good home training. My daddy taught me how to love my haters. My sister told me I should speak my mind. And my man made me feel so goddamn fine. Cause you wake up flawless, post up flawless. Ride around in that flawless. Flossing on that flawless. My diamond flawless. It's diamond flawless. My rock flawless. Is rock flawless. I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell him I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell him, say, I look so good tonight. Goddamn, goddamn, say, I look so good tonight. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn!
Sapphic suckers and evil witches. Queer women in horror films. Same-sex ladies, girls on girls action. Why is it that lesbians and bi women always have to die horrible deaths in horror films? Find out that and a movie called Lyle. Only at your Melbourne Queer Film Festival with the Squeamer from Sci-Fi and Scream and Queer Geeks of Oz and Geek Girl Speak. She'll be there and same-sex wonders will happen when Sapphic Suckers and Evil Witches, Queer Woman in Horror Films, comes to you at the Kino March 25th, that's a Wednesday, from 6 p.m. Be there for some action, girl-on-girl action. Gay ladies, are they just there to whet the appetite of a hetero male voyeur? And what do we think of our sapphic sisters on the silver screen? Is it important that women make them? Movies and much more love and fun with cult thrillers and gore films that we adore. Sapphic Suckers and Evil Witches, Wednesday, March 25th, 6 p.m. Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you've been amazing.
This was a great idea to have you here.
Yeah. I'll cut you.
Okay, so what next for you guys? You've got Girl Fest, that's the 21st of March.
We're really looking forward to Girl Fest.
What's that all about?
Yeah. It's basically a festival run by women or women-identifying artists, and it's meant to be completely inclusive.
Mm-hmm. And it's completely DIY as well. Like Amy, who is the festival director, she organizes basically everything herself. And she actually
has a one-woman powerhouse. Yeah,
she is incredible. Like, she is a power babe. Like, I'm in awe of her. Like, when I stand next to her, I'm just like, oh! Like, the chorus, you know, starts playing and or singing and... it's amazing. I can feel her aura of power just like emanating. But she's so great. She's been really supportive of us as well. And we first heard about this festival last year, but it's been going for a couple of years now. I think this is going to be the third one. But we heard about it and we didn't have our act together in time. We'd only been together for a couple of months, but at that point we were like, damn, we need to play this gig like next year.
This is like what we're about.
So we actually got in contact with Amy not long after that, and we've been hounding her and hounding her to let us play, and then she said please come and play. So, and we're just absolutely just rapturous that she's to be a part of it, and we're looking forward to seeing all of the artists as well, and just being a part of the day. Like, it's going to be incredible.
Well, like, that, you know, that Leeds and Reading picture that's been going around with, like, all of the... It's if it was only people with at least one woman. Yeah. Like, I feel like that is the, like, essence of Girl Fest. It's, like, what would happen...
That.
Yeah, what would happen if everyone was female and included, like...
Just the same as, if it was an alternate, almost an alternate reality.
Yeah. But, like, the thing is that it is a reality now. Yeah, and, like, we really just are so happy to support it because it's hugely important. And I think it's really special that it's in Melbourne as well.
Mm.
That we can
There's
be
some
part
good
of
stuff
it.
Happening in Melbourne. Our Women in Horror Month festivities have been going really well, and that's to celebrate and promote women who make horror work and horror and so on as a way of expression. But also last year there was the Girls on Film Festival and similar kind of thing, so really good stuff.
It's alright to take away my basic rights. Don't you scared to go out at night, but I'll show you. Be careful what you wear, they can't help but stare. You say I'm asking for, but I haven't said a word. What's that? Say it to my face, show some fucking respect. You're a fucking disgrace, I'm walking away, what would you expect? What's that? Show some fucking respect. You're a fucking disgrace. I'm walking away, what would you expect? You think it's alright to comment on my life, to say what you like or whatever's on your mind? Everyone's got an opinion, but it doesn't mean you're right. Shut up! Go away, go take a fucking hike. What's that? Say it to my face. Show some fucking respect. You're a fucking disgrace. I'm walking away, what would you expect? What's that? Say it to my face. Show some fucking respect. You're a fucking disgrace. I'm walking away, what would you expect?
Yeah, you guys were at the Festival of the Photocopier, of course, here in Melbourne, and it was very positive, I think, as far as so many females involved.
Yeah, that was something like that.
Totally different from what I'm used to.
Yeah, well, like, Like, I'm only thinking about it now because, like, you know, it wouldn't have even crossed my mind that that would be something that we'd be up against, having a stall there. Like,
that I know such Luke and Thomas and the team at Sticky Institute definitely try to go out of their way to make sure it's inclusive and make sure it's a safe space. Because if people don't go out of their way, it's too easy for it to just fall back on, oh, just let a bunch of guys in and run the show.
Yeah. I met Nicholas Scott, who works at Marvel sometimes in DC, and it was funny seeing her at a big convention, and she was the only female, and she was very tough. She's got this very hard exterior, and you know why, because she's playing with the big guys, and she said that. I asked her the feminist questions, no one else did, and the organizers were looking a bit nervous, and she was just looked at me, and she was just going like this beforehand. Put the microphone in front of her and her head was down and like, blah, 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 yes, I do this. And I did Wonder Woman and blah, blah, blah. And then I gave her the feminist question and, you know, what's it like being working with all just men? She stopped and went, and she actually looked at me and went, oh, hello. And then she just said, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh my God, it was awesome. And she said, oh, wow, thank you. But prior to that, there was just this glazed look, I was just another media whore.
That's gutting.
You
know?
Yeah.
But no, it's cool that she went, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And I went, that's awesome. So all hats off to Sticky Institute and all the people that volunteer, because it's a volunteer thing.
Too. It is.
The Zine community has been really supportive of us as well.
That's actually how we got our first gig.
Really?
For the Festival of the Photocopier in 2014.
Oh.
Yep. Mm. So, I've been in the zine making community for a little while and knew the people.
Oh, you were behind
Sticky.
The desk.
Yeah.
That's you. Okay.
And, yeah, we were just talking in the store one day and about our band and how things were coming together. And Tom asked, do you want to play the show? And it's like, okay.
Yeah, cool. And then we're like, oh, crap, we better write some songs. And then it all came together really quickly. So
yeah,
that's great. Yeah. That's like estrogen mad.
Yeah. Well, it's really nice to have a safe space for women where, like, you know, it's like literally girls to the front. And it's nice to sort of not feel like backdrop or you sort of like, you know, got to fit in with something else. It's like
you can just be
open and this total celebration.
Yeah, not an add-on or something like that, or there to make the sandwiches. I love that sort of ethos that you guys have, and it's contagious and it fits well and seems so really timely and perfect for now. So, or for the future and now and everything else in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, like, feminism isn't the zeitgeist. It's like it should be the standard. It should be, like, the emanating power that just continues on for forever. But
and also, like, having a sisterhood.
Yeah.
Community, like, it's not about, like, you can have feminism, but I don't think, like, we all need to be together and, like, you know, sharing love and support for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's amazing how we have more things in common than we don't have in common.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think a lot of stuff happens in the outside world that tells you don't have anything in common with that person. And you go, oh, maybe I don't, but then you realise actually you do.
Yeah.
And it's getting rid of those enforced barriers, I suppose. I've noticed it just in the last few years.
People are so often pitted against each other, like
competition.
Like you're in a competition with your fellow human being. It's like, no, we're actually all in this together.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're all in the same boat or studio as the case.
Let's
do the girl free to like high where the girl free is together and then person can do
the
rest.
Okay.
Otherwise it's too complicated.
Yeah.
All right.
I've stage fright, basically.
That's all right. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Hi, we're the Girl Fridas.
And you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Yay. Thank you. Can I get you to do that again? Because I should have adjusted the levels. No worries. Go for it.
Hi, we're the Girl Fridas.
And you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Oh, good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. That's great.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Sorry, I might leave really quickly after. I just realised I need to catch a train.
Yes. Go for it.
Hi, I'm Sarah Lamberg. You might know me as a lesbian cannibal or sometimes a delusional life drawing model or perhaps a neurotic people pleaser. That's right, I'm an actor and director and this is Sci-Fi and Scream. Scream? Scream.
Listen in to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9
is a GLBTIQ
community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming
a member at joy.org.au.
Sapphic suckers and evil witches, queer women in horror films, same-sex ladies, girls-on-girls action. Why is it that lesbians and bi women always have to die horrible deaths in horror films? Find out that and a movie called Lyle, only at your Melbourne Queer Film Festival with the Squeamer from Sci-Fi and Scream and Queer Geeks of Oz and Geek Girl Speak. She'll be there, and same-sex wonders will happen when Sapphic Suckers and Evil Witches, Queer Woman in Horror Films, comes to you at the Kino, March 25th, that's a Wednesday, from 6 p.m. Be there for some action, girl-on-girl action. Gay ladies, are they just there to whet the appetite of a hetero male voyeur? And what do we think of our Sapphic sisters on the silver screen with cult thrillers and gore films that we adore? Sapphic Suckers and Evil Witches, Wednesday, March 25th, 6 p.m. Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.